take up your cross. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, Jesus explains to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed on the third day and be raised to life. Peter then makes the mistake of telling him that he shouldn't talk like that. Peter, along with the other disciples, thought that Jesus was going to turn out to be a great political leader. In fact, in the verses preceding this, it's Peter who declares Jesus to be the Messiah. So all this talk of suffering and death doesn't fit in with their notion of final victory over the Roman occupying force, and Jesus taking his place as the new king of Israel. When Peter remonstrates with Jesus, Jesus' response is, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter is thinking only in human terms, not from the eternal perspective. It's then that Jesus utters those enigmatic words, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." These words are also directed towards us. If we want to be disciples of Jesus, we must deny ourselves and take up our cross. We've heard these words many times, but what do they really mean in practice? Human beings were created with an instinct to pursue pleasure and avoid pain. In fact, most of Western civilization as we know it is ready-made to uphold these two principles. We purchase our way out of depression by online spending. We escape the boredom of daily life through watching TV or playing video games. We flee the apparent bleakness of our lives through alcohol or drugs. We make ourselves feel better about our own shortcomings by making judgments of other people and through gossip. There is nothing wrong with pursuing pleasure and avoiding pain, but in these ways, we are seeking the wrong kind of pleasure and rejecting the wrong kind of pain. We as human beings were created to find fulfillment in God alone. That's the kind of pleasure that God wants for us. He wants us to live forever in heaven. But we can't have it both ways. We can't both have our cake and eat it. God will not allow us to find fulfillment in worldly pleasures because he knows that they will never satisfy us. So in a certain sense, he wants us to in some way reject the easy fix of pleasure in this world and pursue the joy of complete union with him. In the world we will suffer, and Jesus wants us to in some way embrace suffering in favour of the more compelling goal of reaching heaven. He wants us to deny ourselves and take up our cross. There are two ways in which we can embrace suffering in this life. One is through actively seeking to deny ourselves through fasting and not allowing ourselves little comforts and pleasures. Giving up some small treat and offering the pain of loss to the Lord as a sacrifice. The Lord loves when we perform these small acts of self-denial to show him that we want him alone to be our joy. In the Imitation of Christ, we read this: "To carry the cross, to love the cross, to chastise the body and bring it into subjection, to flee honours, to endure contempt gladly, to despise self and wish to be despised, to suffer any adversity and loss, to desire no prosperous days on earth, this is not man's way. If you rely upon yourself, you can do none of these things, but if you trust in the Lord, strength will be given you from heaven, and the world and the flesh will be made subject to your word. You will not even fear your enemy, the devil, if you are armed with faith and signed with the cross of Christ." This is what it means to deny ourselves. The other way of taking up our cross is through accepting with a willing and gracious heart the suffering that comes our way simply through living life in a fallen world. When we suffer, we can end up being hurt. and the wounds of those hurts can make us bitter and resentful. However, if we offer our suffering to the Lord as a sacrifice, we can ask for the grace to endure patiently and resolve to forgive those who hurt us. The Lord encourages us to be of good cheer when we suffer. In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, we read, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." When we seek to eradicate all pain from our lives, we are denying the Lord the opportunity to be our comfort, our protector, and our help. When we accept our sufferings with the attitude of hopeful trust in the Lord, we receive healing from our wounds, and we are gradually transformed into the kind of disciples who are capable of loving our neighbour more perfectly. When we live a life of self-denial and of patient suffering, we are on the narrow road that Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 7. "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." It's worth remembering that, as St. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 13, God will not test us beyond what we can bear. He will not allow the sufferings of this world to overwhelm us completely. He always gives grace enough to endure our sufferings. It's up to us to take advantage of that grace by willingly offering our troubles to Him. When we suffer a lot, if we have the right attitude, we grow more spiritually. To deny yourself and take up your cross is to allow the Lord to be your comfort and consolation. But to reach that state, we must allow ourselves to experience dissatisfaction with worldly delights. Sometimes the Lord allows us to experience desolation and discomfort, or even disgust in the experiences of life, so that we will turn to Him to find our joy and peace. Our hearts are truly restless until they rest in Him. But we must first allow ourselves to feel restless, to feel the lack, to experience the pain of living in the world before He can fill the gap and become our only source of true joy. This world is not our homeland, thankfully, and we will never truly find fulfillment here on this earth. Our final destination, the final source of our pleasure, our joy, and our completion, is in heaven, where we will live a life of bliss with God and the saints and angels forever. For a little suffering now, borne willingly and patiently, we will receive the prize at the end of our lives. Psalm 116 reminds us, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." The Lord delights in us when we sacrifice our own comfort for the sake of winning His approval. When Jesus tells us to deny ourselves and take up our cross, He's making it a condition of being His disciple. There is no other way to our homeland except through the narrow way. Let's take up our cross by embracing suffering through self-denial. Let's embrace it through offering our troubles to the Lord for healing and as a sacrifice that is pleasing to Him. Let's allow our Heavenly Father to be our solace and our comfort, our strength and our fulfillment. Let's pray. Jesus, our Lord, You have gone before us through Your passion and death for the goal and the prize that was set before You in the resurrection. Help us not to avoid suffering at all costs, but to accept the pain that You allow to befall us in this life. We offer all our troubles to You as a fragrant sacrifice, knowing that You are our refuge and our strength, and You will give us the grace to endure all suffering patiently. Amen.